years ago. Okay. Yeah. And plug in the wire.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. That is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. The beautiful Tina Dobbs is over there running the iPad. And our guest this morning is our awesome brother in Christ, Mr. Les German. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm good.
We're doing a take two. Our apologies.
No, that's no problem.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com, or you can text it into the comments. And we'll do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get that posted shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Grants Auction and Realty. They don't charge you more. They make you more by itemizing and cataloging all your items. Okay.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's a Monday.
Yeah.
And don't you love the...
And I take authority over it.
Yeah.
It is my Monday. My Lord God made it. And I will rejoice.
Amen. And we have dominion over technology.
Yes.
even though it didn't seem like it.
Yeah, it's okay.
We got it.
Would you pray again to start us out?
Lord, again, we thank you for this time, Father, and I just thank you that every morning in this room, Father, your word goes forth to transform and change lives. And Lord, we just lift up our families at this time and everybody that's rushing around Christmas shopping and all that, Lord. We just ask that just give us a heart after you, Lord. Help us to stay focused on you. And Lord, we just give you praise, glory, and honor for what you're going to do today in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. I like your title, The Watchman.
The Watchman. I was praying about it and I went, oh, man, that just come real fast. And went, okay, Lord, what is that? And he said, if you're in my kingdom, I'm sorry, people, we're on the front lines, you know, and we are to be vigilant, we are to be watchmen. Now, there's some that, of course, I'm ex-law enforcement. I think people that most people want to see, they long for righteousness. And I always wanted to see the wrongs righted. You know what I'm saying? And I think most Christians are that. So, in essence, you're called to be a watchman. So, I'll maybe get a little more detail here in a minute. But let me just say this. In the natural, a watchman deals with patrol. All right? So as some people have called me that I suffer from spiritual paranoia, and I don't look at it that way. I disagree with them. I think we need to be in the natural. I'm situationally aware, you know. And I think I've mentioned that here before, but we've got to be aware of our surroundings, not just in the physical, but in the spiritual as well. And, man, I've missed that so many times. It's not even funny, so I'm trying my hardest to. But so it deals with patrol, emergency situations, communication skills, good judgment, which comes from the Lord, observation skills, focus and vigilance, alertness. Stay hooked up with the Lord. Stay focused, even though we're tired. Let me throw one more thing at you. All right, so I don't know if I can I always demonstrate this, but maybe I'll try to describe it with words. But so I've studied kung fu. I've studied a lot of martial arts. And we didn't worship our founders. A lot of you are going, oh, my gosh, martial arts, that's terrible, and blah, blah, blah. So, no, it was what I learned was strictly self-defense. Some forms of martial arts, they do. They bow before their founders, and they do all kinds of ritual stuff. We never did. It was pure self-defense. And it has saved my butt several times years ago. But so in that, it's called you attack a spent tool. So what's a spent tool? If I throw a punch at somebody and my arms are totally extended, I'm weak. I have to reload to hit you again. So in me withdrawing that fist, I've already extended all my energy, right? From when I start to withdraw and draw that fist back to reload, so to speak, that's vulnerable spot. That's weakness. That's when you attack. In the natural. So, Lord showed me this. There's lots of things that I've learned in the natural that he spun to the spiritual. So, he told me, he said, when you guys see me perform a miracle, whatever situation, it could be healing, it could be all kinds of different things. I've taken teams into buildings, homes, and businesses, and even on land, and did some... Well, let me just say, did some stuff for the Lord. And he told me, he said, when you finish the assignment, do not rest until I tell you to rest. He said, don't go to your couch and sit on your rear and just, and you're praising me and I appreciate that, but stay prayed up until I tell you to rest. Because as soon as the mission is accomplished, There is kind of an emotional letdown, and I get that. That's a natural thing. But he said, stay prayed up. Continue to be in prayer until I tell you to rest. Then he reminded me of when I was a kid, used to watch these old Westerns, you know, and the sheriff would shoot the bad guy, right? Sheriff thinks the bad guy is dead, so he turns his back and he walks away. The bad guy's got one last move, grabs his gun and pulls the trigger and shoots the sheriff in the back. God says, don't you ever turn your back on the enemy. You stay prayed up until I tell you to rest. End of story. And I thought, man, that is so powerful. And here's something else too. When you're doing things for the Lord, keep your family prayed up and protected. Because that's what a protector does. Because if the enemy can't get to me, he might get to someone else in my family that may not be as strong as I am spiritually. Or a kid that doesn't, you know what I mean? It's somebody that doesn't know because they don't know how this operates. They've not been taught yet. So just keep people prayed up and protected. So what does it mean to be a watchman? Of course, there's, and I may go into if I have time, but there's a lot of watchmen that the Bible refers to. But being a spiritual watchman involves several things. You have to be aware and have discernment, spiritual discernment. Ask the Lord. You know, the Bible says ask for wisdom. You know, God's going to, well, I think if we ask for discernment, God's going to give us a spiritual discernment. So we just have, there's, I don't know how to say it, just a heightened sense of awareness. You know, when I walk out of a building into a parking lot, I'm shopping or whatever. I mean, I'm looking, you know, because there's all kinds of, evil is ramped up. Mm-hmm. Everybody has to admit that evil is ramped up. So we've got to be physically aware of our surroundings, being able to perceive the spiritual dynamics. And in that, we find the difference between what truth is and what deception is. Because there's some things that we can look at. It always amazed me when I was a cop working, well, when I worked the street working accidents. You'd have two or three witnesses to the same accident. And they each got a little different. Well, it was that red car's fault. No, it was the blue car. The blue car ran the stop sign. No, the red car, you know, and you're like, what? How in the world? So you've got to go ahead and work the scene, collect the evidence to really determine what actually happened. But it's funny. I don't know. I go off on that. But so to be a spiritual watchman, you have to be a prayer warrior. You've got to be in prayer and intercede. Let me stop for a second. And for you intercessors out there, I applaud your talent, your ability, the gifting and the ability God's given to you. It's very, very important and vital to the kingdom. But as an intercessor, if you get a word, let's just say for your pastor, or anybody, but you get a word for your pastor and you go and deliver that and say, Pastor, I got a word for you. I thank the Lord saying this, this, this. And then I've heard this. A month later, the intercessors are yapping to each other. I'm sorry, that's just not right. Well, he hadn't done anything. I gave him that word a year, a month ago, 2 months ago. He's not acted on it at all. I'm sorry, your job is done. When you release that word God gave you to the pastor or whoever, your job is done. It is now, the ball is in their court. And whether or not they act on it, that's up to them. So I just want to encourage you, just get your hands and your mouth off of it, okay? That is their job once you release it. And I that has caused so many offense, so many divisions even in the churches, and God's not happy with that. So I just encourage you, intercessors, just let it go. You did your job, and that was great. But now the ball's in their court, so just release it. So I just wanted to say that real quick. As an intercessor, what you're doing, you're seeking God's guidance, and I get that. It's an awesome responsibility. Guidance, protection, intervention in the spiritual matters that God's bringing to you. So another thing is we have to be alert in the spirit realm. I've already said that, but we cannot, I don't know how to say this, we can't rest. We are here for such a time as this. And if you have been called, we're all watchmen, I'm just saying that, but if you've been called to a higher level, then you have a job to do. To keep a watchful eye on spiritual events, okay? Not just spiritual, but what's going on in the world. I'm not saying you watch news 24/7. Be careful of where you get your news, because there's a lot of misinformation. The media does not want a lot of the spiritual aspects being brought forth to the public, so they hide it. And so be careful of where you get your news. But my point is, try to stay vigilant. Try to stay informed of what's going on in the natural and the potential dangers, you know, that we as a nation will face. He's given us the ability to pray. And I've I've heard this. somebody was trying to fix something, you know, and it didn't work. And then somebody said, well, maybe we need to take it in prayer, you know. And you mean prayer? It's really come to that? That should have been our first method, right? Instead of trying to fix ourselves. So anyway. All right. Watchman needs to have a pretty good, and I'm not saying a Bible scholar, but a watchman needs to have knowledge of Scripture, of the Word of the living Word of God. That way we can accurately discern and, I guess, what, figure out or interpret spiritual things. Because in that, God's going to use us to guide others. A watchman is also one that reports. So, because in the Bible times, you know, they had cities that had great walls built up around it, right? Well, they had watchtowers. And in prisons, they have watchtowers, all right? Because people are up there, been trained to be watchmen, to see things approaching enemies back in biblical times, or basically, are you friend or foe, you know, kind of thing. We're not opening our gates to the enemy. So it's just very important to be on the wall and watching for potential dangers and spiritual threats, I guess, is what I should say. The watchman also has guidance, and I've said this. They're called to teach, mentor. They're called to report. And so that brings me to the next point, to communicate. We've got to communicate, especially if there's a warning. I mean, we can communicate. I look at myself as kind of an exhorter. I like to encourage people and tell them what they did right more often than tell them what they did wrong. You know what I'm saying? And along that same vein, let me throw this out. Everybody needs correction. I mean, everybody. I don't care how long you've been sucking air on the planet. Everybody needs protection from time. Well, let me just say it this way. I know people resist correction because they feel like it's an attack. I'm sorry. Sometimes it is. I get it. But if I feel attacked with someone trying to correct me, I take it to the Lord. I said, Lord, is this what you say about me? You know, and just be quiet. He'll talk to you. But if you're having to correct someone, there's a huge difference in correction and criticism. Holy Spirit corrects us. He's a gentleman. He never is yelling in our face. That's the enemy. But what we need to realize, if I need to correct something, even when my kids were little, we would try. Did I always do it? No, of course not. I failed a few times. I always tried to keep the core person intact and target the behavior. In other words, you know, my son might do something kind of stupid, and I wouldn't call him stupid. I said, Daniel, you're not stupid, but what you did, you know, was probably not the smartest. So I always kind of wanted them to critique their actions. By maybe I'm getting off track, but just saying that could have happened, this could have happened, you know, let them think about their actions before they acted. And so again, I always went low and slow, lowered my voice and slowed my speech when I needed to correct. But we never criticize, we never call them names, because that injures the spirit of the person. That puts scars on their soul. I'm sorry, that's not what we're called to do. So if correction is needed, lower your voice, slow your speech, and target the behavior, not the core person. Keep the core person intact, because their son or daughter of the Most High God. They're here because God wanted them on the planet at this time in history, according to Psalm 139. So So what I guess that goes along with the guidance as a watchman. We are to guide others and disciple them and to encourage them and to lift them up and to show them what they did right and what they did wrong. Especially with children, we always looked for ways to encourage and bless them. And when we did that, there was a lot less discipline needed. If you're lifting your child up and telling them how great they are and what they did was great and we're proud of them, blah, blah, blessing them, there is a lot less discipline needed. I'm just saying. We raised three of them. They're all productive members of society. Thank you, Lord. All right. What else? Oh, accountability. Again, a watchman has to be accountable for instruction and correction. Hello. A watchman, I think, has to be accountable to other watchmen. We are not an island. You know what I'm saying? So we have to maintain personal accountability. So if I mess up, I want to be told I messed up. I'll take it to the Lord. I mean, it's not, I mean, I just don't want to, how do I say this? I don't want anything outside of the will of God. You know what I'm saying? I don't want anything outside of the will of God because it won't work. I don't want finances outside of the will. I don't want relationships outside of the will. My calling, my ability, my destiny. I need to walk alongside the Lord. And I may have already said this, but some time ago, the Lord told me, he said, do not walk behind me with false humility. Do not walk in front of me with pride. I died and rose again for you to have the ability to walk beside me. Man, that hit me. That to me was, whew, that was so good. I said, okay, Lord, I get it. I get it. The Bible refers to watchmen, of course, in the spiritual sense, and he appointed prophets, which are basically spiritual watchmen. And prophets weren't always accepted, you know. But what was a prophet? A prophet was a spiritual watchman over the souls of the people. Ezekiel 33:7 says, "Son of man," I like that. "Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the people of Israel. So hear the word I speak, and give them warning from me." And some people are. I'm just going to throw this out. People will disagree, I'm sure, but for me personally, I've seen it. But some people don't believe there's modern day prophets. They really don't. Well, that was for the old, you know. There are modern day prophets. Are you kidding me? God never stops speaking, and he uses his people, his prophets, to. So his word is pure. Now there's false prophets. Yeah, I get it. But when you hear a word, you take it to the Lord. Don't just accept everything. And a good prophet will tell you. Research this yourself, but this is what I think the Lord is saying. And so they encourage us to research it on our own. And there's some false prophet, but their job is to keep watch and warn the people of upcoming threats. I've said this 100 times. I really feel the Spirit of God is going to get released like it's never been released before. There's a tsunami coming, people. And I really believe this from the depths of my soul. My spirit is just saying, get on the wall. Okay? If you know you've been called as a prophet or as a watchman, so to speak, and then get on the wall. No more break time. Get on the wall because things are fixing to change. and it's going to slay people in a good way. There's going to be Christians that put God in a box and are saying, well, he doesn't do this, he doesn't do that anymore, and da-da-da-da-da. What? Their box is going to get blown to smithereens, mm-hmm. and they're going to go, what happened? And so people that are aware that God can use, I mean, read in the Old Testament. He made a donkey talk, for crying out loud. He can use anything, anywhere, anybody, anytime to do what he wants to do. It's his deal, okay? Our job is to come alongside and work within his deal, okay? But it's going to get wild. We've already seen evil. Evil is ramped up. You have to admit that. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to understand that we are to pray against that. We're just like scouts, lookouts, you know. And I just think it's important for us to keep those that we love protected in the spirit realm. So that's why I prayed peace, provision, protection, spiritual and natural protection over people, my family. So, it's a heavy responsibility. But let me go ahead and read this. I just love, Ezekiel is all about this, but a watchman is what's the word? It's probably one of the most important jobs because, you know, military, they send out special ops, right? They go take care of the situation. They kind of scout out the land and the layout, you know, and all, where the enemy is encamped and all that stuff. And then you send in the Marines, okay, to clear the area. Then you send in the Army to maintain it, okay? So we're like special ops, and I'm not saying that's pride. It's a responsibility. But there's always, you know, a lot of times just a small group that will perform the task. But anyway, there's a lot more I could say about it. But Mark 14:38. God calls not just leaders, but he's really calling all of us to kind of be a watchman. Now, there's some that is their job 24/7, I believe. But Jesus told his disciples to watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation, you know? Of course, then he says, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So Mark 14:38 says, watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So just be aware. And here's something else too. I do not want to take a step forward until God tells me. I do not want to run ahead of him. Because there's landmines. He knows where they're buried. I don't. You know what I'm saying? And in that, even though you're a watchman, all right, it's in the New Testament. But we need to obey our spiritual leaders. Because their work really is kind of the same thing, to watch over the souls of the people, their congregation. And they are held to a high accountability to God. Okay? Hebrews 13:17 says, obey your spiritual leaders and do what they say. Their work is to watch over your souls, and they are accountable to God. Give them reason to do this with joy and not sorrow. That would certainly not be for your benefit. Hello. Somewhere it comes to mind, but I can't remember the chapter and verse, but it says, do not slander celestial beings. And it says, let me just say this, be careful of criticizing a man or woman of God. Be careful. Because I think you open the door for the enemy, not just to mess with you, but to mess with them. Because if you gossip, if you speak out against someone, you know, now granted, there's Oh, Lord, help me. There's some what they call harlots out there, you know, that it's all about the money. And now, but I'm still not going to criticize them because I don't want them to get messed with, and I don't want to be messed with. I'll just shut up and not say anything about them. You know what I'm saying? I'll pray that God would reveal. The Bible says everything hidden will be revealed, and that's what we've been praying for a long time. And, boy, isn't that the truth? A lot of this stuff is being revealed. You're like, oh, my gosh, I never knew, you know. But so that's a good thing. Things are being revealed for us to be in prayer about, not to be yapping or you know. I'll shut up. But you know what I'm saying.